on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Portfolio Committee on Health has acknowledged that KZN has experienced some problems in supplying medication, but only in a few public health facilities.
There is no such thing as a major crisis. There is no facility that has gone without having given patients any medicines at all.
The committee summoned senior provincial health officials to the legislature to respond to supply concerns.
Acting head of department made it very clear that they did not receive all of their medicines that they were supposed to receive from all of their suppliers. So some suppliers short supplied them, and these were related to payment problems.
Committee Chairperson Imran Kika says the Ilembe district is the worst affected, with stocks falling below the acceptable level of 80%. He says they've given the department 2 weeks to provide an updated report on payments and stocks. Kika says they're heading to the distribution depot for an oversight visit.
We were also concerned that the central medicine depot had around just over 74% of stock, and this is also below the 80%, and also concerned us.
A violence monitoring expert says companies providing cash in transit services need to get to the bottom of information leaks. Mary De Haas says tighter measures are needed as cash guards continue to be targeted in violent heists.
The research that's done has pointed to one of the weak factors being the employees providing information, saying, oh, you know, we've got this trip here tomorrow or something like that. You don't blurt out about things in the cash and transit industry. You play your cards close to your chest. That's the starting point, is the security within the industry itself.
In the latest incident, two security guards were attacked by heavily armed suspects in Verulam this week. Earlier this month, brazen robbers blew up a cash van on the N2 near the cement factory. Then in December, a CIT heist in New Germany left one person dead. De Haas says companies can also look at changing their schedules.
I don't think they should do these deliveries of cash to service ATMs during business hours. I mean, if you've been to a bank, as I have, and you feel quite intimidated, there's a guy standing with a rifle, you think, well, you've only got to get caught in the crossfire.
And more than 150 whales are stranded on a beach off the coast of Tasmania. Conservationists say around 90 of them are still alive, but it's unlikely they can be saved. Tasmania has seen a series of mass strandings in recent years, including the country's worst ever in 2020. Marine scientist Dr. Vanessa Perota says rescuers have been forced to make a difficult decision.
The efforts to assist from authorities, marine biologists, experts have unfortunately been unsuccessful. The location, the weather, the sea conditions have all unfortunately resulted in these animals being deemed as unable to be assisted, and so they will now be euthanized.
Eclipse courtesy of Sky News. A recap of our lead story. The Portfolio Committee on Health has acknowledged that KZN has experienced some problems in supplying medication, but only in a few public health facilities. You've been with the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.